Talk English A2 B1 Business Mock Examination 1.
Listening Part 1. You'll hear 4 voicemail messages. Which answer fits best? A, B, or C? You will hear each message once. Mark your answers for items 1 to 4 on the answer sheet. Example.
Hello, this is Tim Hughes. I'm calling about our meeting next week. Sorry, but I can't make it on Tuesday morning, as I have to fly to Singapore today and won't be back until Wednesday. But I will have time next Thursday or Friday. Could you please contact Pat, my personal assistant, to arrange a new appointment? Sorry about that.
Number 1.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, 9 a.m., Marie speaking. Have you forgotten your weekly English class? We still have 75 minutes lesson time, so I hope you can come. I'm in the meeting room on floor 1, waiting for you. If you don't have time today, please phone me back so that I know I don't have to wait any longer.
Number 2.
Hi, it's Fred from the New York office here. I'm on a business trip next week and we'll have a stopover in your city on Tuesday. Have you got time? It would be great if you could meet me at the airport at around 10 a.m. I'll send you an email with more details. Please write back as soon as possible.
Number 3.
Sue here. I'm sorry, but I've got a terrible cold and feel really bad. I can't possibly come into work today, but I promised to send the monthly sales figures to Alison today. The Excel spreadsheet is ready. It just needs to be emailed to her. Could you do that for me, please? You'll find it in the London file under July Final Version.
Number 4.
Hello, this is Stuart from the South End Conference Centre. You booked our facilities for a group of 30 for next week. Could you please fill out the form we sent you, telling us how you would like the tables and chairs arranged, what technical equipment you need, and what food and drinks you would like. Please fax us the information as soon as possible. Thanks.
End of listening part 1. Listening part 2. You will hear 5 announcements. Which answer fits best? A, B, or C? You will hear each announcement once. Mark your answers for items 5 to 9 on the answer sheet. Number 5.
Here is the latest update for motorists. Two lanes on the M5 will be completely closed for at least 4 hours due to a serious accident at Junction 7 southbound. People travelling south from London to Gatwick Airport are advised to use alternative routes or use public transport. We will keep you informed.
Number 6.
Welcome to the European Week of Regions and Cities. The kickoff meeting for all 80 regional and local representatives starts at 9 a.m. in Room 25, Building A2. The workshop, Europe in My Region, follows at 11:30 in Room 27. And the session on Smart and Green Growth for All takes place at the same time in Room 29. We hope you enjoy your week here at the European Commission in Brussels.
Number 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's factory tour. Please leave your bags at the entrance. Before we enter the production area, I must ask you to put on safety shoes and a protective coat. Our regulations also require you to wear a cap to cover your hair. Please take one from the table. They are all one size.
Number 8.
Attention, this is a fire drill. All staff are requested to leave the building immediately and as quickly as possible. Please proceed to the official assembly point outside the building, not the car park as during the last drill. The new assembly point is opposite the bus stop. Keep calm and use the stairs only, not the lifts.
Number 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 5th International Conference on Internet Security. The conference will start in 15 minutes. Our keynote speaker, Professor David White, will be talking about the importance of cooperation between research and global business. Please make your way to the theater on the ground floor now. Sorry, no food or drink is allowed in the theater.
End of listening, part 2. Listening, part 3. You will hear 4 conversations. For each conversation, there are 2 tasks. First, decide if the statement is true or false. Then, decide which answer fits best. A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation once. Mark your answers for items 10 to 17 on the answer sheet. Example.
Hey, Rick. Nice to see you. How's your new job going?
Hi, Terry. Well, working on a building site isn't fun, you know. It's cold and loud and always dusty.
I see. What exactly do you do?
At the moment, I'm digging up the road surface and preparing it for resealing. It's really hard work.
What are your working hours like?
Pretty irregular. We work in shifts, and I usually do the early morning hours and the weekend. But it's seasonal. In winter, I work less.
Did they ask for any particular skills when you applied?
Well, I had to have a driving license, also for heavy equipment, work experience in road construction, and good references.
Oh, here's my stop. It was nice talking to you. See you.
See you. Bye.
Number 10 and 11.
Michael, you know that we have a customer audit next week.
Sorry, Brenda. I thought it was this week, on Thursday.
You're right. We have an audit this Thursday, but we also have one next Tuesday.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter. The customers want to see the same things. They could almost have come on the same day, but they like to have individual treatment.
So you're saying that we'll prepare for one audit, and then we can use the documents again a week later?
Exactly. A few details will be different, but nothing to worry about. We have two people coming this Thursday and three next week.
They want to book their own hotel rooms, but we have to plan an evening meal.
Okay. Let's sit down together now and make a list of what you need to do.
Number 12 and 13.
Good morning, Wyvale Planning.
Good morning, this is Elena. Can I speak to Felix Curtis, please?
I'm afraid he's away on a business trip all this week. Can I connect you to someone else?
Well, actually I need to speak to Felix personally, and it's quite urgent. Is there any way I can contact him by phone?
Well, he rings the office once a day, and I can pass on a message if you'd like.
Yes, great. Please tell him that Elena Pradescu needs to talk to him about the new sales contract. We have a slight problem and I need his input.
Can I take down your number?
Yes, of course. It's 0040 and then 5135-22641. I'll have my mobile switched on all the time as I really need to speak to Felix today if possible.
I'll make sure he gets your message. Bye.
Thanks.
Number 14 and 15.
Hi, Max. Have you got a minute?
Why, yes, Ron. What's up?
Well, my wife has just reminded me that it's our 10th wedding anniversary on Saturday and wants us to celebrate. But I've agreed to work this weekend because I completely forgot about the anniversary. Do you think that we
could swap shifts? Ron, you're expecting a lot. Today's Thursday, and I already have my own plans for the weekend.
But Max, couldn't you change your plans? When you next need a day off, I'll gladly take over your shift for you.
Ron, I'm sorry, but we've booked a weekend trip leaving Friday evening. Why don't you ask Martin? He might have time.
Ooh, good idea. He wants to buy a new car, so maybe working an extra weekend would be a good option for him. Thanks.
Number 16 and 17.
Owens Building Service, how can I help you?
I'm looking for a builder to do some work on an old factory here in Bristol. We want to use the factory as the venue for our fashion show.
What kind of work do you need done?
We need someone to paint the walls and construct a small office area. That's all.
What's your time frame?
Well, it's rather urgent. The show is at the end of the month. Could you start tomorrow?
We are very busy, but I could get a team of builders together for next Monday. However, first I need to come to the premises to take measurements. Then I can give you a quote.
All right. When could you come? I'll be at the factory all day today.
How about 3 o'clock this afternoon? And when I've seen the factory, I can say how long the work will take. Can you email me the address and your contact details?
Okay, I'll do that right away. See you this afternoon.
End of listening, part 3. Listening, part 4. You will hear a talk show with people giving their opinions on a topic. Which statement, A to F, best matches the opinions 18 to 20? Mark your answers for items 18 to 20 on the answer sheet. You will now have 1 minute to read statements A to F. You will then hear the talk show once.
Welcome to The Worker's Voice, our daily program for you, the workforce of America. Today we are asking the question, is your salary a secret? Have you ever discussed your pay with your coworkers, or is it still a taboo to talk about your income? We've asked people during their lunch break at Central Park. Here's what they said.
Example.
My advice is, you should try to negotiate the best starting salary you can. At that point, you must sell yourself. Later on, your job performance will speak for itself and you will eventually earn your pay increase. Trying to compare two employees' pay rates is not practical because it's based on many factors, not just education, experience and assigned duties, but also things that are more difficult to judge. Willingness to work hard and reliability, punctuality or limited absences. In other words, no two employees are exactly alike, even with the same job description.
Number 18.
Talking dollars with your colleagues can be a valuable tool if you're about to ask for a pay rise. I think you can only determine if you're adequately paid if you know what your co-workers earn. If no one ever discussed their wages with each other, then the employers could pay anyone what they want and most likely underpay people and get away with it. Salaries within a company must be fair, and I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be transparent as well.
Number 19.
I think that sharing salary information is dangerous. Feelings can get hurt and friendships can be ruined. And why should I do it? Will it change my or my co-worker's salary? Of course not. It's just totally useless information. But it may cause trouble in the office, especially if the individual finds out that he makes less money than you do, even though he has better skills or has been longer on the job.
Number 20.
If I wanted to know if I was being paid a fair salary, I would start with salary.com or other websites that provide reliable statistics for comparison of your skills regarding the area you live in or the number of years you have worked in a certain area. Discussing your salary with colleagues is nothing but gossip in the company. If that is what you like, go ahead. If you want real information, there are better ways to find out what your work is worth in dollars.
If you want to read what other workers have to say, visit our forum at www.theworkersvoice.com. That's it for today. Thank you for listening.
This is the end of the listening section. Thank you.